Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. Slight chance of thunderstorms today. Otherwise, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Daytime highs approaching 92. Winds out of the south, 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight, lows dip down to about 68. Ample sunshine expected. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 96. Dry Thursday and Friday under mainly sunny skies with highs near 100. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Currently, it's 68 degrees.
You're listening to the Kansas Information Network.
Hi, I'm Felicia Rolfe. Here are today's headlines from 12 News. A preliminary hearing is delayed for an Oklahoma man accused of murdering a Northeast Kansas priest. Gary Hermes charged in the death of Father Arul Karasala in March. His hearing scheduled for today, but has been delayed until October. An Emporia man dead after a weekend drowning in Greenwood County. 23-year-old Alexander Martin was recovered Saturday night from Madison Lake. This is the second drowning at an eastern Kansas lake since July 19th. Sales tax collections were up last month in Kansas. The state collected $670 million, up nearly 2% from last July. Governor Kelly says despite that, she's concerned for the long-term fiscal health of the state. In Wichita, Felicia Rolfe, 12 News.
You're listening to the Kansas Information Network.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Save up to 75% off preferred home and office products with Office Depot. Special package pricing with Lifeline screenings. Exclusive savings on post-frame buildings with QSI. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. And enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
Substance use disorder and addiction is so isolating. And so, as a Black woman in recovery, hope must be loud. It grows louder when you ask for help and you're vulnerable. It is the thread that lets you know that no matter what happens, you will be okay.
When we learn the power of hope, recovery is possible. Find out how at startwithhope.com. Brought to you by the National Council for Mental Wellbeing, Shatterproof, and the Ad Council.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. The state of Kansas ended July 2025 with total tax collections at $670.2 million. That's $21.2 million above the estimate, with total tax collections up 1.5% from July 2024. Governor Kelly said that while this month's tax collections highlight the strength of Kansas's workforce and economy in the short term, she remains concerned about the long-term fiscal health of the state. She said they must be vigilant and recommit to fiscally responsible budgeting in order to stay out of the red in the coming years. Individual income tax collections were $347.5 million, and that's $32.5 million above the estimate. Individual income tax collections were up 12.7% from July 2024. And corporate income tax collections were $18.5 million. That's $16.5 million below the estimate and down 46% from July 2024. Combined retail sales and compensating use tax receipts were $291.8 million, which is $2.2 million below the estimate and down 4.4% from July 2024. The U.S. Small Business Administration, or SBA, has announced the availability of low-interest federal disaster loans to small businesses and private nonprofit, or PMP, organizations in Kansas to offset economic losses caused by drought beginning May 27th. The declaration covers the Kansas counties of Cheyenne, Decatur, Graham, Norton, Phillips, Rawlins, Rooks, Sherman, Smith, and Thomas, as well as the Nebraska counties in Dundee, Franklin, Harlan, Hitchcock, and Red Willow. Under this declaration, the SBA's Economic Injury Disaster Loans, or EIDL, program is available to small businesses, small agricultural cooperatives, nurseries, and private nonprofits, including faith-based, with financial losses directly related to the disaster. The SBA is unable to provide disaster loans to agricultural producers, farmers, or ranchers, except for small aquaculture enterprises. EIDLs are available for working capital needs caused by the disaster and are available even if the business or private nonprofit did not suffer any physical damage. And the loans may be used to pay fixed debts, payroll, accounts payable, and other bills not paid due to the disaster. The loan amount can be up to $2 million, with interest rates as low as 4% for small businesses and 3.625% for private nonprofits, with terms of up to 30 years. To apply online, you can visit sba.gov/disaster, and applicants can also call the SBA's Customer Service Center at 800-659-2955 for more information on SBA disaster assistance. For people who are deaf, hard of hearing, or have a speech disability, you can dial 711 to access telecommunications relay services. Completed loan applications must be submitted to the SBA no later than March 24, 2026. Fort Hays Tech North Central is proud to announce a transformative $1 million investment from the Dane G. Hansen Foundation in support of the college's new Construction Innovation Center that is scheduled to open in the spring of 2026. This generous contribution will help fund the construction of the nearly 30,000-square-foot facility that's designed to expand access to high-demand career training in construction technology, electrical technology, plumbing, heating, and AC, and commercial driving, or CDL. Eric Burks, the president at Fort Hays Tech North Central, said this extraordinary gift from the Hansen Foundation demonstrates their deep commitment to strengthening technical education and workforce development in North Central Kansas. He said their support accelerates their ability to train more students to meet the critical demand for skilled workers in their region and help address the need for more housing. The Construction Innovation Center will include 3 industry-grade workshops and labs, interactive classrooms, and technology-enhanced training environments that mirror real-world job sites. And the facility will also allow Fort Hays Tech North Central to double enrollment capacity in these construction-related programs. This investment represents a major milestone in the capital campaign for the Construction Innovation Center, as the project has also received strong support from industry partners, local businesses, and other regional foundations. For more information about the Construction Innovation Center, you can visit fhtechnc.edu. In Nebraska news, last week, Elizabeth O'Connor, a University of Nebraska regent, was arrested for being accused of drunken driving in a crash that left someone with life-threatening injuries, which is a felony. O'Connor appeared in court on Friday and paid $2,500 in bail to be released from jail. According to court records, the crash happened on May 21st near 63rd and Blondo Streets in Omaha, where officers observed O'Connor had bloodshot, watery eyes, slurred speech, and the smell of alcohol on her breath. Police also said there was a half-empty bottle of Fireball whiskey in her Subaru. Her blood alcohol content level was 0.321%, according to Omaha Police Department, which is 4 times the legal limit. And investigators determined that O'Connor was going east on Blondo and crossing into oncoming traffic, hitting a Ford Focus, causing the front passenger of the Ford to be taken to the Nebraska Medical Center with life-threatening injuries, suffering a broken back and a broken pelvis. O'Connor was first elected to the Board of Regents in 2018 and was re-elected last year, and she represents District 4, which covers eastern Douglas County, including downtown and midtown Omaha, and O'Connor is also a deputy Douglas County attorney. Under the conditions of her bond, O'Connor will not be allowed to possess alcohol or to travel more than 10 miles outside of Douglas County, and her preliminary hearing is scheduled for September 9th. According to the Nebraska Department of Transportation, weather permitting, a railroad crossing project was to begin yesterday, Monday, August 4th, on Nebraska Highway 4, or N4, at reference post 5+14 in Harlan County. The crossing repair work is being done by the Burlington Northern Santa Fe Railway, and drivers will follow the marked detour, with the work anticipated to take 4 days. Motorists are reminded to drive cautiously in and near work zones, to buckle up, and to put their phones down. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
The Kansas Wildlife and Parks Commission will hold its next public meeting on Thursday, August 14th at the Finnip Center at the Lee Richardson Zoo in Garden City. The meeting will begin at noon and continue until all the agenda items are addressed. The meeting will begin with a report from the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks that will include a public hearing on regulations that includes trout fees and senior license fees, non-lead muzzle loader shot, deer seasons on military units, coyote seasons, and coyote equipment taking methods. The meeting will conclude with an additional opportunity for public comment. Attendees can participate in the meetings in person or virtually, and instructions for joining by Zoom, phone, or live streaming is available at ksoutdoors.gov under How to Attend Commission Meetings Virtually, and the complete agenda can also be viewed there. An interpreter for the hearing impaired can be requested by calling the Kansas Commission for the Deaf and Hard of Hearing at 800-432-0698. And individuals with disabilities may request other accommodations by contacting the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks at 785-294-2645. The date and location of the next commission meeting has not yet been determined, but will be announced at ksoutdoors.gov and publicsquare.ks.gov. In recognition of the important role that farmers' markets play in Kansas communities, on Friday, Governor Kelly proclaimed August as Kansas Farmers Market Month. In both urban centers and rural communities, farmers' markets give consumers access to fresh, locally grown produce and serve as an important link between food producers and consumers of Kansas products. Farmers' markets also keep money in Kansas communities, which helps make small businesses stronger and positively contributes to local economies. The number of farmers' markets in Kansas has grown from 26 in 1987 to more than 119 registered farmers' markets today, and farmers' markets in Kansas can register with the Kansas Department of Agriculture as part of the state's agricultural trademark program from the land of Kansas. Secretary of Agriculture Mike Beam said they're excited about the growth and expansion of the farmers' markets across the state, as farmers' markets serve as a great way for producers to connect directly with consumers and to sell their products locally. The Kansas Department of Agriculture supports farmers' markets by maintaining the central registration for Kansas farmers' markets, which is shared with the public through an interactive map and market directory. And they also provide educational resources through newsletters, workshops, and webinars, which help farmers' markets across the state stay up to date with best practices. And those include food safety regulations. The Kansas Department of Agriculture and From the Land of Kansas strive to serve Kansas farmers, ranchers, agribusiness, and consumers by expanding agricultural markets and providing support and assistance to help Kansas businesses grow. Farmers markets are a vibrant part of many Kansas communities and contribute to the health, well-being, and quality of life for many Kansans. And to locate farmers markets in your area or to receive more information on how to register a farmers market, you can visit fromthelandofkansas.com or email fromthelandofkansas@ks.gov. According to the unofficial minutes of the Norton County Board of Commissioners meeting that was held on July 21st, Chairman Marvin Matchett called the meeting of the Norton County Board of Commissioners to order at 9 a.m. in the commission room, and in attendance were Chairman Marvin Matchett, Commissioner Garrett Beidler, Commissioner Richard Thompson, and County Clerk Craig Renner, along with others to present business or observe. Weekly correspondence, past minutes, year-to-date expenditures, and fund balances were distributed to the commissioners, and Mike Broomfield, the Colonial Life Area Representative, presented his company's line of products and benefits to the commission. Road and Bridge Supervisor Terry Laughlin joined the meeting and requested a session to speak about an employee issue, and at 9:51 a.m., Commissioner Beidler moved to go into executive session to discuss non-elected personnel with Chairman Matchett, Commissioner Beidler, Commissioner Thompson, Clerk Renner, and Supervisor Laughlin. Commissioner Thompson seconded the motion, and the motion carried. At 9:54 a.m., the commission came out of the executive session with no action taken, and the commission and Terry then discussed the condition of the roads, the weed concerns on the dirt roads, and the railroad crossing at Road E9. After an executive session to discuss non-elected personnel with Chairman Matchett, Commissioner Beidler, Commissioner Thompson, and Clerk Renner, at 10.05 a.m., the commission came out of the executive session with no action taken. And at 10.15 a.m., the new employee of the Register of Deeds, Bonnie Ray, joined the meeting to be introduced to the commission, and Commissioner Beidler moved to accept the minutes of the July 14, 2025 commissioners' meeting. Commissioner Thompson seconded the motion, and the motion carried. County Attorney Abigail Horn informed the commission about the meeting between herself and the clerk's office regarding the current handbook. She asked for permission to form an employee committee to review the current handbook and then report back to the commission with recommendations from the review. She also informed the commission that she's going to have to recuse herself in a couple of upcoming cases, and she's made arrangements with neighboring county attorneys to take the cases, with her reciprocating in the future. Commissioner Beidler moved to adjourn the meeting, and with no further business, Chairman Matchett adjourned the meeting at 11.04 a.m. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, there's a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms before 9 a.m. and increasing clouds with a high near 92. It should be breezy today with a south wind of 10 to 15 miles per hour, increasing to 15 to 20 miles per hour in the afternoon, and the winds could gust as high as 35 miles per hour. For tonight, it should be mostly clear with a low around 68 and breezy with a south wind of 15 to 20 miles per hour and gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. On Wednesday, it should be sunny with a high near 96 and a south wind around 10 miles per hour. And on Wednesday night, it should be mostly clear with a low around 68. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Thursday it should be sunny and hot with a high near 100. On Friday, sunny and hot with a high near 101. On Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 98. On Sunday, there's a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms, otherwise mostly sunny with a high near 89. And on Monday, it should be mostly sunny with a high near 88. Currently, with mostly cloudy skies, it is 70 degrees. The humidity is 84%. The wind speed is southeast at 8 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.07, and the dew point is 65 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 8:24. It's time for Kansas Sports. That's being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Save more, earn more with the Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union. Enrollment in this program automatically rounds up the amount of all debit card and share draft purchases made from your checking account to the next whole dollar and deposits into the Easy Saver savings account. Not only will this account help you save, but it also earns 2.01% APY monthly. Special terms and conditions apply. Come in today and open your Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuis. Chiefs rookie first-round left tackle Josh Simmons has made a miraculous recovery from his patellar tendon injury that he suffered last college football season, and he is expected to be the starter at left tackle, which is huge for a Chiefs team that last year couldn't find the right player to play that position. And as he gets through training camp, he's leaning on the older guys because they've made those rookie mistakes.
They've seen it all, so they're trying to help me so I don't make them, or, you know, I'm at least ready for those, you know, welcome to the NFL moments. But it's just about the work you put in, asking them questions, even if it's something that I already know, just to confirm, like, hey, on this, I should set like this or something like that. And that, yes, that's what you want to do. Just getting that kind of imprinted in my brain. That way I can play as fast as I can when I get out there.
Simmons and the Chiefs get going with the preseason this Saturday at 7 p.m. when they're on the road in Arizona taking on the Cardinals. Expect Simmons to see action at first team left tackle. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. SO4 pelletized gypsum is the superior sulfur source that delivers the right amount of sulfur, perfectly matching plant needs for yield maximizing plant growth. SO4 consistently performs in trials, providing up to a 13 bushel increase on corn. Ask your agronomist about applying SO4 pelletized gypsum and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
It's true, many of us spend more time thinking about what's for dinner than preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs deserve more attention, I agree, and I'd like to help. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Philip Eisenhagen. Together we can give your long-term retirement strategy the attention it deserves. Stop by our office at 418 East Holm here in Norton, or call 877-3373. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.